Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Oh, that sounds much better, doesn't it?
Much better.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. I feel like a dumbass. Last week, I have to apologize.
For the sound quality.
The sound quality, I was a rank amateur last week.
Right, we'd like to blame it on our producers and stuff. But
we don't have any of those.
We don't have any of those.
Low budget, and when you're low budget, I've learned you need to pay attention to what the hell you're doing. Because I was spending way too much time screwing around with, well, not screwing around, but you know.
That sounded bad.
Yeah, giving your daughter a hard time.
Yes.
They were getting ready to go to a football game at high school, and I was giving them a hard time because they were all dressed like mimes.
Right, with their faces painted.
Everything black and white. And,
yeah, and they won, though.
They did? And, yeah. Me not paying attention, I had everything hooked up into the mixing board, but completely forgot. So when we were talking in our headphones,
sounded
amazing. It's an amazing show. But then, when we published the website, I learned that in order for it to go into the computer, you have to hook the cord up from the mixing board to the computer. So, might have to spend a little more money on some production. But, anyways, week two of the NFL season, week two of your fantasy football season. And before we get into everything,
right?
I've learned.
Uh-oh.
We may just have a new person to contact should we have any questions regarding medical situations in the NFL.
Oh, ooh.
Well, my wife, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be doing a very good job.
She doesn't really want to play this game.
Well, she doesn't listen to the show, I swear.
I've been informed that we have a Columbus, Ohio area pathologist who is now subscribed as a fan and a listener.
Nice. What is a pathologist?
Pathologist?
Yeah.
They're very smart.
Okay.
They're very...
What do they do, though?
They study diseases. Oh. So I don't know how that's going to help with an ACL or an MCL. That's minor child's play for a pathologist.
But basically, she's...
She knows stuff.
She knows stuff. Okay.
She knows stuff. So we want to let Dr. Simpson know that should we be needing any questions answered, we may just be giving her a call, especially since our last medical professional seems to continually drop the ball, Judy, when it comes to medical questions.
You're supposed to say, I don't want to name names.
Exactly.
Judy.
And we got another email from our stats guy, and this actually put me in a tizzy.
Uh-oh.
He sent us an email regarding some observations from the first week of televised football this year. And after reading the note, you kind of knew this was going to happen. Especially after ESPN went all penny pincher last year and got rid of anyone with talent on the network. In the place of quality talent, we've been subjected to very politically correct lineup on all
course.
The shows.
You would hate to do anything that's not politically correct.
Wayne has mentioned that it seems each show is required to have at least one female, three males, two ethnics. Is that the correct way? Two minorities?
Minorities, sure.
Two ex-players, one ex-coach, and at least three unnecessary remote feeds. Now, first of all, I could have saved the four-letter network a lot of money last year instead of firing all these quality talent. You don't need nine people doing a pregame show for an NFL football game, correct?
I would totally agree.
66% of the people we could have gotten rid of, and... Add to that Randy Moss. We got to get rid of Randy Moss. We need a guy who is not completely unintelligible.
Easy. That's my boy.
This isn't the backwater of West Virginia. Learn how to pronounce words, for God's sake.
Don't ever say that, because you know somewhere down the line you're going to mispronounce something. And then...
Yeah, I know. And weren't they going to get rid of Chris Berman?
I thought he was only going to be...
On there once in a while?
Once in a while.
Because he's still polluting my NFL Sunday viewing.
You got to give him the first week, right? God.
And finally, if you're ESPN, if you're not going to have good talent doing play-by-play on a week when you have to do two NFL broadcasts on the same day, do us all a favor and give up the second game to a channel that hires quality on-air talent. Did you watch the second Monday night game?
Just... the first quarter.
It was the best game of the night, but it was completely unwatchable.
Why is that?
They had some guy that looked like a goofy high school dropout on the sideline. Did you see that guy?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. And the woman who was doing play-by-play, the first woman play-by-play on an NFL game.
Oh, that's right. I heard that. Was gonna, how'd she do? Now be careful.
Well, she did well, but okay. She sounded like we did last week.
Like she couldn't.
Like there was a cord missing that wasn't plugged in properly.
Now, is she going to do all?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know what she's going to do. I suppose it all depends on how the contract negotiation goes for all the other guys.
Right.
And then you have the hypocrisy that everybody knew existed at ESPN. And this is the part that's really annoying me right now.
Oh.
They're just not willing to bring it up. But looks like if you're a black liberal, you get to say pretty much whatever you want, no matter how offensive, and nothing will happen to you at ESPN.
Oh, is this the...
The Jemele Hill. Jemele, did you hear what she did?
I heard.
Went on a Twitter frenzy about our president, Donald Trump, calling him a white supremacist. I counted at least 6 tweets that were posted by Jemele Hill regarding her belief that President Trump is a white supremacist and that the leader and the leadership at ESPN has done nothing whatsoever.
And they won't.
Linda Cohn made a comment about how she just wishes that ESPN would not be politically motivated at all in their shows, and she got suspended. We had, Kurt Schilling made a comment about when it was that whole bathroom thing in right. North Carolina. He got fired. Then you have Britt McHenry, who was reprimanded for the conservative-leaning tweets that she did nothing but favorite on her feed, and she got suspended. Fear not, though. One person came out and stood up tall for the insensitive Jemele Hill.
Who's that?
Colin Kaepernick. He tweeted out his support for Hill, and we still wonder why this guy doesn't have a job in the NFL.
Yeah, and I don't think he ever will get a job.
You think he's done, huh?
I think he's done.
And finally, before we get to the news and notes, this is something you're going to like.
Uh-oh.
The Hall of Fame has put out their list of first-time nominees for the Hall of Fame class of 2018. The list of new names includes Ray Lewis.
He'll be in.
Brian Urlacher.
He'll be in.
You think so? First ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God. Let's go. I need to redo my one more thing about... the worthlessness of the Hall of Fame.
So you don't think Urlacher will be?
I don't think he should be.
First team, do you think he should be at all?
Maybe later on. I'll tell you what, as soon as Jerry Kramer gets in, then we can start talking about Brian Urlacher and the next guy,
okay,
Randy Moss.
Oh, he's easily first ballot Hall of Fame.
Oh, can you just imagine that speech?
Oh,
oh God, help us all. Rondé Barber.
Ooh, he did win a Super Bowl.
Well, he was on the Super Bowl team.
Yeah. Well,
because it's like my next guy, too, who I can't believe he's on the ballot.
I'd say Rondé will get in, just maybe not first team.
Donald Driver.
Oh, God. If Driver gets on in the Hall of Fame, I'll be shocked.
And Steve Smith from the Giants.
Well, you know that was...
Yeah, did you hear they had the wrong one?
They had the wrong guy,
right? They thought it was Steve Smith from the Ravens?
Right.
Yeah, but it's not. It's Steve Smith from the Giants. The other Steve Smith. His twin brother.
His twin brother, yeah.
So here we go. Don't forget to check out the website, mycffl.com. All our bets that we're going to be making later on in the episode will be up there, along with the updates so far for our betting stuff.
Stuff?
Some of the prop bets that we made before the season started have started to come in. One big one for sure came in on our side, the Tony Romo one.
Shocking.
Shocking. And then don't forget to check out the Rainbow Bets. It's on the front page.
What do you, speaking of the Tony Romo thing, what do you think? How do you, I didn't hear him either.
Okay. I can't really say.
I just heard from a local radio guy. He was,
I heard everybody saying he did really well.
He did really well, and he would say, okay, they're going to run. Well, he's like, yeah, they're going to run the ball to the left here.
And they did.
And sure shit. Oh. They did.
See,
then he's like,
that's good.
This is going to be a pass over here. And it happened. It was
See, I like that.
He's
That's going to be good. Better than Troy Aikman being up there being a Packer hater.
Yeah, well, easy. I don't think he's a Packer hater. I'm a Packer.
And then we have our second Beat the Host segment, and that's the standings are all right up to top page. This is we're undefeated.
So far.
1-0.
1-0.
The latest Fantasy Girl will also be up there for your viewing pleasure.
And I promise I'll try to do better. I felt a little pressured on last week.
You have questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to send us an email. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And also, if you want to be a part of Beat the Host, send us an email. We'll get back to you and get you on the schedule. There's still a couple weeks open. Your chance to win a great prize, and all you have to do is beat us at picking fantasy football players for 1 week. Who needs DraftKings?
Well, they actually have to try to beat me because they already...
You beat me by 5 points.
But I beat you.
Yeah, okay. Ready for the news and notes?
Yes.
Here we go. I mean, 5 points isn't even really in the, wasn't even the spread.
Dave, I know you pretty well, and
I got lucky.
That too, but I'm telling you, if you beat me by 1 point, the first words out of your mouth would be, I kicked your ass.
Well, I have a plan this week. Just wait.
Okay.
As you heard the siren, we're starting with all the injuries. And when I say starting with the injuries, by God, there's a lot of them. Start with Oakland Raiders kicker Sebastian Janikowski. He's been placed on the IR with back issues.
Well, kicking the ball.
That hurts.
That hurts, you know.
Yep. Cardinal running back David Johnson. Close your ears for this.
Yeah, I don't need to talk about this.
He's been placed on the IR after having surgery on his wrist that was injured in this past week's game against the Lions.
Did he actually have the surgery right away, too?
Yeah, he had it Thursday. Jacksonville receiver Allen Robinson.
Just so everybody knows out there, and
he's available
in CFFL land. He's available.
Jacksonville receiver Allen Robinson will miss the rest of the year with a torn left ACL. That didn't look good because that was a out of bounds play on the sideline. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Baltimore running back Danny Woodhead. They say he's week to week with a hamstring injury, but I keep hearing that he's out.
I heard 6 to 8.
6 to 8? Well, yeah. Out.
Yes.
Big news out of Chicago for the third straight year.
He's so out, Henry cut him.
Well, that means he's done. For the third straight year, Kevin White will be missing the season with yet another injury.
Shocking.
This year, it's broken collarbone.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So that, they actually have no receivers on their team, correct?
Yeah, they lost probably their top two.
And does this worry you?
Oh.
Sam Bradford reportedly had an MRI on his knee this week. She'll be fine?
She'll be fine. I don't care. That's Chris's problem. I mean, guys, I just lost David Johnson. Do I,
I don't
give
care.
Two shits about Sam Bradford or Kevin White?
Oh, good thing he doesn't have to play him anymore. Odell Beckham continues to be day-to-day with his nagging sprained ankle, and they're actually talking he may not play again this week. I heard him say 6 to 8 weeks is and it's only in week 4, right?
Right.
So
Made me feel good. I at least got $5 there.
Andrew Luck continues to be listed as out while he tries to recover from his shoulder surgery. And you hear the news on him where they're saying that he doesn't want to be there next year, that he wants to be out.
Where does he want to go? Is there?
And who needs a hurt quarterback? He could be our backup.
He'll be back. He'll be back. She'll be fine.
Another one you're not going to like.
Uh-oh.
Well, you only used him last week. Tight end C.J. Fedorowicz, unlikely to be playing this weekend after him and the other two tight ends on the Houston Texans team went down with concussions.
Ooh.
And Fedorowicz has actually been placed on the IR.
They know it's that bad?
Yeah, he's on the IR.
Wow.
I don't know if it's an IR to be taken off later or
so
they can make room because they brought somebody from the practice squad up.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Huh.
That's it for injuries. And as you already know, since he played on Sunday night, the girl beater, Ezekiel Elliott, has been granted a temporary restraining order by some left-wing judge in Texas. This means that unless the NFL can get the Fifth Circuit of Appeals to move faster than molasses going uphill in January, Elliott is likely to play this full season and then deal with a suspension in 2018. And it just came out today that the NFL has asked for a speedy resolution to this, and they want a hold on that injunction or whatever the hell you call it. And it's way too many law things. Maybe we need a lawyer.
I'm telling you, this guy's gonna play the whole year.
I am willing to say that he has a suspension this year.
You think he's actually gonna miss?
He's gonna miss games this year for the suspension.
When? Like next week?
I'm gonna say he's gonna miss his 6 games
this year.
Wow!
You want to take that rainbow bet?
Wow!
Bell's right there.
Everything I've been hearing is. That he's going to play this year, and then he can change his...
His plea?
No, like his I made a mistake. Contract.
Yeah.
He can change... what's the word I'm looking for? He can...
Redo his contract Brady did?
Like Tom Brady did to make it more beneficial.
There is no way the NFL lets this thing go, correct?
Oh, he's definitely suspended next year.
Yeah. I mean, especially after millions of dollars they've spent in public service announcements during the season.
Right.
And the black guy they've gotten from past domestic violence problems with players.
No pun intended, right?
Exactly. With the injury to David Johnson in Arizona, the Cardinals have brought back Chris Johnson. Johnson likely will take the number 3 rushing position duties behind Kerwin Williams and Andre Ellington. You going to sign a Chris Johnson?
No, I'm good.
You're all right?
This is another bullet point. I want to make sure everybody knows that David Johnson will be back. It's just a hand thing. So, once again, anybody interested in David Johnson for next year, please feel free to call me or send me an email at strap1971@yahoo.com.
If you're wondering what to do with Tom Savage on your roster, you may want to know that it's likely. We found out last night that Sean Watson is the man. Started the game last night and actually ran, a 49-yard touchdown?
Yeah, but they didn't look that good, though. I mean,
no, the game was horrible.
To watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Situation is still being... for some reason, you have Tom Savage on your roster. Cut him.
Yeah, cut him.
Because you don't need a Tom Savage.
To be quite honest, you don't need a Deshaun Watson either. I mean, especially in a 10-team league or a 12-team, there's plenty of other quarterbacks out there.
Exactly. After missing last week's game action with an injured ankle, Thomas Rawls for the Seattle Seahawks is expected to suit up and play this weekend. You excited?
I have a little note on one of my must starts this year.
Is he really?
Week. Yeah.
Ooh. I was going to say I wouldn't be expecting too much out of him.
Oh, no.
If you're looking to get him in your lineup, he's listed right around to RB3 for fantasy owners.
I think he's going to start and play well.
You do?
Yeah.
Any other news and notes? Because let's just get right into that then.
All
right. Our must-starts and don't bothers. We start with quarterbacks like we always do, and I actually didn't even do any must-starts for quarterbacks because the games this week are set up to the point where it's like an obvious thing. But I do have some don't bothers.
Oh, I have a couple must-starts.
Okay.
Or do you think Jameis Winston?
No, he's not a guaranteed. I mean, that would be one guy you would put down there.
Yeah, I definitely think you got to start Jameis Winston.
Because this is their first game.
This is going to be their first game, and he's going to come out hot.
And they're playing, they got a pretty cupcake game, don't they?
Shoot.
I don't remember anyway. Any other must-starts? Otherwise, I'm going to get right into my don't bothers.
Oh, they're playing Chicago.
That's a must-start.
I have two other ones. I have Carson Palmer, because... It's the Colts. He's playing against the Colts.
Yes.
They have no defense, and quite honestly, they don't have any running backs.
Yep.
And here's my shocker. This is the one time I think you got to start Jay Cutler.
I have him as a don't bother.
Really? My theory is you got to start him this week because...
Before people figure him out.
Well, yeah. I just
And he's fresh.
This is going to be the one game he's going to... I think he's going to play well. And then everybody's going to... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if my theory is correct or not, but I think you got to start Jay Cutler.
I have him as a don't bother. Last week, he was going to be one of my must-starts if they would have actually played. But this week, he's going against the Chargers defense, amazing pass rush, and some of the best cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah, Yeah, but he's got two stud wide receivers.
He does. He does. One of my other don't bothers, Matthew Stafford, the million-dollar man versus the Giants. Don't be fooled by the way he lit up the Cardinals last week. Remember, he's going against the Giants this week, and the Giants' defense has only given up 6 scores and an average of 12 fantasy points to quarterbacks when playing at home.
I like that.
And my other guy, this is pretty obvious, though, Blake Bortles versus Tennessee. You may be thinking, well, of course Bortles is a don't bother. He hasn't really shown much of anything the last 2 seasons. But there are people out there who, after last week, might be thinking, I could get away with playing this guy one more time. Don't be fooled. He's still got that problem between his ears, and his mechanics are still worse than Phillip Rivers.
Wow.
In 3 home games against the Titans, Bortles has a grand total of 3 touchdown passes.
Well, now with his best wide receiver out, too.
Wide receiver and with Fournette on the team.
They're just going to run the ball.
He's going to have even fewer passing opportunities. Any don't bothers for you?
I have 2. I don't think one's probably not a shocker. I wouldn't play Dak Prescott.
Oh, no. I agree.
Against Denver.
I agree.
Especially since it's in Denver.
Yep.
And then my other guy, this might be a shocker for you. This is just strictly gut feeling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I can't see Alex Smith having
two great games in a row.
Yes.
Isn't he the leading? Or no, is Sam Bradford the leading passer in the NFL right now? Sam Bradford is. It's close.
It's probably close.
Aaron Rodgers is 3rd behind those 2 dead weights.
Yeah.
Sad.
Right where he belongs.
Running back must starts for me.
All right.
This is going to be a surprise.
Okay.
Ty Montgomery versus Atlanta. I never thought I would ever be calling Montgomery a must start at running back, but this is the week. He goes against a Falcons defense that struggles against pass-catching running backs. See Tariq Cohen from the Bears last week.
Right.
Montgomery should be very involved this week in the offense. I also like Terrence West against Cleveland. After last week's performance, I expect West to see huge increase in workload this season. You had Danny Woodhead going to the IR, and the Browns defense has struggles against the run. And West is the guy you should definitely have in your lineup this week.
They still have Buck Allen there. And
they do. He'll be the number 2 guy.
They just activated Jeremy Langford,
and
the former Bear.
They are talking that Terrence West, though, is the goal line guy.
All right.
Your must starts for running back?
We
had one of them.
Thomas Rawls playing the 49ers. I just think
that's a must start.
It's a must start.
And who's playing Indy?
Yeah, it's a good point. Now you're rubbing it in. David Johnson was supposed to play Indy. This was supposed to be my game.
Yeah, because
it's running backs this
it's
week.
It's running back week. This
I would
week
have high running
in the
back.
CFFL.
Yeah. Oh. My other must start at running back. I went Jaquizz Rodgers for Tampa Bay.
Yes,
taking on the Bears, who have no defense,
whatsoever.
And this is probably this week and next week. Is the only time you get to play Jaquizz.
Yeah, cause after that, they get a hard, tough schedule.
Well, Doug Martin's coming back also.
No, he's got 3 weeks, doesn't he?
Well,
they didn't play that.
That's right, they didn't play. So, sorry.
You got 3 weeks to play him. Tariq Cohen, my don't bother this week against Tampa Bay. I know a whole bunch of fantasy owners are going to be fooled into chasing performances of players who have a great week, but don't do this.
I totally agree.
He's a one-trick pony. Like we've been trying to tell you, Jay Ajayi is. This week he plays a Tampa team that has allowed the 4th fewest targets, 5th fewest receptions, and 5th fewest receiving yards to running backs.
Wow. Do you have the day off to do all that homework?
Well, no, but I'm a photographer.
Okay, that's right.
I have time.
You got plenty of time.
My other don't bother, Adrian Peterson against New England.
I went with him too.
Even I have to admit, I was fooled by how good he looked in training camp this season. I thought he looked young and muscular, but when push comes to shove, he looks like a really old guy when the whistle blows and he needs to run.
He just doesn't seem to fit the system either.
No, and he's really pissed.
Yeah,
I didn't sign here to get 9 snaps.
Exactly. He's never been a guy that went out of the backfield, and for some reason they did some.
Their offensive line can't block anyone.
Well, I know, but.
Oh, my God.
I will not be shocked when he demands a trade or
just says
I'm going to retire. Yeah.
Your don't bother is a running back?
Oh, I have 3. Well, Adrian was one. I say, as much as I like the guy, I drafted him in a few leagues. Paul Perkins, until they get that offense figured out.
Their offense looks horrible.
I don't know who I told, but if the Giants don't throw a second round or first round pick to Cleveland for...
Duke Johnson?
No, Joe Thomas.
Yeah.
They need as much line help as anybody in this league. And then my other don't bother would be, same game, Amir Abdullah against the Giants.
Yes, I was really high on Amir Abdullah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just the 1 week thing where, you know, God, who's the quarterback? Matt Stafford just looked amazing.
Yeah.
Or if Amir Abdullah is just not that good and we are being sold a bill of goods.
I just think, same thing with the Saints. The Saints say they wanted to be running offense. And I don't know if I just missed something. Did they look at all like a running offense?
No.
No. And I think the same thing with Detroit Lions. They say they want, you know, 50-50 run pass, and yeah. They don't ever do that. I mean, Matthew Stafford's one of the top quarterbacks in attempts in the league, besides probably Drew Brees, 1 and 2.
Correct.
So.
But he's not. He's horrible.
Well, he's not horrible.
He was horrible last week, and...
They won, though.
Yeah, not because of him.
Okay.
Finally, receivers. My must-starts, I have three.
Okay.
Larry Fitzgerald against Indianapolis.
I have him.
He's my star of the week.
Tell me about him.
For second-tier type guys. He's going against the Colts defense.
They gave up, that's all you have to say.
They gave up 34 fantasy points to the Rams last week, which is only slightly below the 38-plus points they gave up to the position of wide receiver all last season. My next guy, Keenan Allen versus Miami. Don't be turned off by his 35 total yards last week that he put up against the Broncos. It was the Broncos, after all.
Right. And he was targeted quite a bit.
Yep. You know, he had a lot of targets.
Right.
This week he faces a Dolphin defense that allowed 14 catches a game and the 7th most yards to receivers last season. And finally, one of my guys, not one of my guys, but my team, Davante Adams versus Atlanta.
Oh, jeez.
Don't be concerned about his lack of production in the season opener against Seattle. He should be much more productive this week when he faces a defense that gave up the 3rd most fantasy points to receivers all last season, and it continued last week.
Okay.
Correct?
Yep.
All right.
I took Larry Fitzgerald against Colts. No-brainer there.
Exactly.
And then I went with a guy that was probably picked up in many leagues as a free agent.
Yep.
Alan Hearns.
Yes, you picked him up.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to try to go this year without making any free agent pickups unless I have an injury. I'm going to try that.
Okay. I'm going to try. I don't know what I'm going to try.
It's a little late now.
I'm going to try not to make a trade this year.
Yeah. That's well, how are you going to get rid of David Johnson?
Well, at the end of the year.
Okay.
Okay. Who do you have for don't bothers?
My don't bothers, I have 2. Oh. And it's kind of like your Amir Abdullah. Kenny Golladay versus the Giants. Much like my call on Tariq Cohen for the Bears, don't be too excited about what he did last week.
Right.
That was against a pretty porous Cardinal defense. This week, he goes against the Giants, who I told you, gave up a total of 5 touchdown catches to wide receivers at home last season. And then finally, T.Y. Hilton versus the Cardinals. I don't know how anyone can confidently start any receiver for the Colts right now. I thought the Browns and Jets situation was tough. But the Colts put them to shame.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even talk myself into starting Hilton by using the hole. They're going against a Cardinal defense that's porous. Whichever quarterback starts for the Colts just doesn't have the talent to get the ball to a receiver right now. Leave them on your bench.
Okay, so I'm going to take one step farther on the Kenny Golladay one.
Mm-hmm.
I put down, don't start any Lions wide receivers this week.
I kind of did that last week.
The Giants secondary is so tough. I can't see.
If they could only have an offense.
And I'm not going to be shocked if one of them has a decent game.
Right.
But I know everybody thinks they got to start Kenny. Everybody thinks they got to start Golden Tate.
Right.
Or Taint. And probably some people are desperate enough to start Marvin Jones. I just don't see it. And then my other two, one's probably not a real big shocker, but Kenny Britt for everybody thought he was going to have a big year, or a decent year in Cleveland. He's in Cleveland. There's reports that
I wanted him to be better.
I did too. I almost said Josh Gordon, but I almost said what Gordon do I you all say?
Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's an inside joke, everybody out there. You probably didn't get
it. I forgot his name.
I screwed it up.
I forgot
his name. Anyway, it sounds like Josh Gordon has a chance, maybe.
To come back?
To come back.
They got to reinstate him sometime, right?
I would think so.
I mean, he's going to get, what, is this his fourth chance?
Well, he just got released out of
rehab.
Rehab. So I think there's.
Betty Ford took care of him?
Yeah, maybe. And then finally, Emmanuel Sanders against the Cowboys. Emmanuel didn't do well last week against the Cowboys. I don't see them having a good game this week.
I agree. Cowboys are going to lose this week. Lose.
Emmanuel Sanders on Denver.
Denver is going to win.
Well, I don't think so, but you can hope that.
Win, Cowboys will lose. And that's it for our must starts, and I'm glad we did this now so that, well, I mean, our beat the host listener because we're recording this. So.
Oh, boy.
You ready for this?
I don't know. I might pass out from the heat wave up here.
Stop. It's time for Beat the Host, everyone. And we're on the phone right now with Domenico. He's our contestant this week for Beat the Host. Domenico, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. You can talk a little louder. You don't have to be afraid.
Yeah, I'm on speaker.
Sorry. Oh, you're on speakerphone. No wonder you were having a hard time hearing us. Well, Domenico is calling from Chicago, and I'm sure you're on the road, you said, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's probably why he's talking on the speakerphone, because, you know, those cops down in Illinois, they pull you over.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm just going to quickly go over the rules of the game. Your chance to win a wonderful, high-value prize, and all you have to do is beat Dan and myself in a little one-week game of fantasy football. All you have to do is pick one quarterback, one running back, one receiver, one tight end, and then we give points depending on how they do each week, 6 points for every touchdown, 1 point for every 10 yards. And once you pick a player, no one else can pick them, so only you will get the players you pick. Make sense?
Yep.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
You get the first pick. Tell me what position you want to pick from.
Quarterback.
You're going to start with quarterback, and your pick is?
Derek Carr.
Ooh, I was shocked. I thought he was going to go somewhere else on that.
Derek Carr from the Oakland Raiders. Dan, you can have second pick, since I know you won't take my guy.
Whoa.
Dan gets a second pick at quarterback.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Well, I'm probably going to take your guy. I'm going to go Matt Ryan.
You're going Matt Ryan. You weren't taking my guy. I'm taking A-Rodge.
Shocking.
The GOAT, the greatest of all time. So in the second round, Dan's going to get the pick first. He gets pick a position.
Well, I think you're going to see a theme here. I'm going to go wide receiver.
You're going wide receiver, and let me guess, you're taking Julio Jones.
Correct.
Julio Jones. All right, Domenico, you can have the second pick at receiver. Who would you like?
Todd Gurley.
No, you got to take a receiver, not a running back.
Running back, wide receiver?
Wide receiver you got to take, yep.
Okay, Doug Baldwin.
You're going Doug Baldwin from Seattle. Uh-oh.
He's doing his homework here, I'm telling you.
I am going to take, I'm not going to do what I did last week because it ended up hurting me. Well, actually, no, I'm going to. I'm taking Jordy Nelson.
Shocking.
Going against a horrible defense in Atlanta. All right. Domenico, I'll let you take the next one. You want running back or tight end?
I'll go with running back.
All right. Who do you want? I think I already know.
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley. Oh, man. Do I get second pick?
You get second pick.
I'm going to go Leonard Fournette.
Ooh. Wow, taking the rookie. One good game and you're jumping on the horse.
Jumping on the bandwagon. Who do you want?
Well, I'm going to go, since he's at home, I'm taking Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, the disappointment from last week.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right, and then
you get
the
first pick.
I get the first pick at tight end. I'm going with the Gronk. Domenico, you can have second pick.
I'll go with Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph. Wow. He's all over the board.
He is.
And Dan?
He's scaring me. Boy, I think I'm going to take Travis Kelce since he's there.
Travis Kelce. So there's our picks. Domenico has Derek Carr, Todd Gurley, Doug Baldwin, and Kyle Rudolph. Dan has Matt Ryan, Le'Veon Bell, Julio Jones, and Travis Kelce. And I am stuck with Aaron Rodgers, Leonard Fournette, Jordy Nelson, and the Gronk. We're not going to keep you too long because you are on the road and I don't want you to get into a car accident.
Okay?
So if you win, you're going to get your choice of your T-shirt. So do you want a large, extra large, or double extra large?
Extra large.
Extra large?
No, I'm kidding. Just large.
You think you're fat like us, huh? All right, large it is. Good luck. And if you win, you'll get a T-shirt sent your way, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for playing, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular
games. Jim, I'm actually kind of surprised with his picks.
I am, too. I mean, I'm just happy that he did it really fast. Did you see when I took my headphones off, like, smoke started coming out of my ears because it's so warm up here?
Stop. It is not warm.
I'm telling you, thank you, Domenico, for making this a fast.
Well, he was driving. When we called him before we started recording, you know, he was in the car.
But,
And here's another thing.
Guys can do two things at once, can't they?
Well, yeah, most of them can. But you know what it is? It's that stupid speakerphone.
Oh.
As much as it should work, I mean, it should work better than what you think it does. It doesn't.
Right.
But anyways, it's time for some gambling.
Oh, yeah.
This is a chance where we have to help you pay off your home mortgage.
Please, don't put that pressure on me.
And we're on a good track to doing that. We're almost... I mean, with all the prop bets that we've made from that are going to last all season long, and in the first week, we didn't do very well in the first week.
Right.
But we made those bets like 3 weeks before the season started. So we did all right. You had more right than I did.
Shocking.
So this is week two.
Okay.
And I have some NFL picks and some college picks. I have six of each.
I can do that.
Okay. My first game. Tennessee versus Jacksonville. Tennessee's favored by 3 points. I'm taking Tennessee minus the 3.
I jumped all over this one, too.
Jacksonville won last week, but it wasn't pretty. In fact, Houston may just have been exposed as a terrible team this year.
Yeah.
Mariota's the real deal, and the Titan defense should be able to hold the stagnant and injured Jaguar offense in check. I can take and deal with Fournette's running yards because they ain't going to get any passing yards. Give me Tennessee minus a 3.
I agree. I took a muscle.
Okay. New England versus New Orleans.
Wow. You and I are.
You have this game, too?
I can't wait to see where you're going.
New England minus 7. I'm taking New Orleans plus the 7 points.
Oh, I'm the Patriots are not going to lose two games.
I'm not saying New Orleans is going to win the game either.
Yeah.
In fact, they're going to lose the game, especially considering the Patriots have not started a season 0-2 since 2001. I also see this as Brandon Cook's revenge game. Yes, the Pats will win this game, but it's going to be close. 7 points is just too much for a team to cover that isn't very good right now.
I was actually in our Beat the Host segment.
Looking at Brandon Cooks?
But when I got to pick first that wide receiver, it was a no-brainer. I had to go with Julio.
Yeah. So you took New England.
I'm taking New England covering.
Our first disagreement. Well, our first little lover's quarrel.
They're not going to lose the game, like you said.
Right.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
They're going to win by 8 or more.
Until the Saints, though, figure out how to make this offense go.
Yeah, but the Patriots' defense is not as good as...
They still have two stud cornerbacks.
True, true.
Is Hightower coming back this week?
Nope.
No. Well, that doesn't help. But quite honestly, I don't see the Saints figuring their offensive system out because they don't know if they're run or pass.
Exactly. They don't.
And I just think Brady's going to get the ball to Cooks as much as possible.
My next game, Washington Redskins versus the LA Rams. Right now, Washington is a +3 dog. I'm taking the Rams, and I'm giving up the 3 points. The Rams showed me something this past week. They actually looked like a strong team. Granted, they were playing in front of tens of fans in LA, and they were playing against the hapless Indianapolis Colts team. But you have to remember, they crushed the Colts without their best defensive player, Aaron Donald, and he's back this week.
Right.
And the crushings will continue. Cousins still looks scared, and that isn't something that should be happening to a guy in his fourth season already. Give me the Rams. I'll give you 3 points.
I can't help but not say I agree
with
you.
You got that one too?
Yeah. I'm in the Rams.
Their defense looks amazing.
Their defense always looked amazing. I just think with this new young head coach, offensive-minded, they're going to get – I think things can only get better. Or not only get better, but I think things are going to get better and better for
and
the Rams.
Speaking of offensive-minded teams,
uh-oh,
Oakland Raiders versus the New York Jets. This one scares me a little bit. Oakland's minus 14 points. I'm taking Oakland.
I stayed away from that game.
This shouldn't even be a question for anyone out there. Normally, I don't like giving up more than 10 points in an NFL game, but the Jets are far from an NFL team. I don't even see this being close, but it does scare me a little.
Right.
14 points, you got to wait a lot to outscore a team by 14. Actually, 15. Right?
Yeah, right. I totally agree, but I'm...
Your fourth game is?
I'm going to go with the same point spread.
Okay, but a different game?
Different game.
Uh-oh.
I am taking Seattle.
Seattle Seahawks.
To cover the 14 against San Francisco. Is that Seattle?
Yep. They're angry from last week.
They're totally angry. Even though there's
from
sounds
all
like
the screw job penalty calls that they didn't get.
Yeah, but they're just...
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. Jimmy Graham got mugged in the end zone.
I'm sure we can point out a few times that
oh, man.
I know the Packers got mugged. Maybe not in the end zone, but they've got mugged many a times against Seattle. So I'm taking Seattle, giving the 14 against San Francisco. San Francisco is not a good team, and they're not going to be any good in Seattle.
Wow. That's quite definite from you.
Thank you.
My next game, Tampa Bay versus Chicago. Tampa Bay has given up 7 points, and I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus -7. I'm not sold on that 4'3" running back, Tariq Cohen, who has all but supplanted the guy who was flying off draft boards in the top 10 this year, Jordan Howard.
Right.
Who we told you is not a top 10 running back. The Bears still have a long way to go until they are respectable. They are now pretty much completely out of wide receivers with the injury to Kevin White. Tampa Bay has improved well beyond anything the Bears are going to be able to handle. Give me Tampa Bay. I'll give you 7 points.
All right. I'm going to go with another team that I can't stand, but I think I got to take them. I think Pittsburgh's going to win the game, but I think 6 points is just too much to give to a defense like Minnesota.
Yes, Minnesota's tough this year.
And it seems like they got the offense going.
You're taking Minnesota in the points?
I'm taking Minnesota in the points, even though Pittsburgh's going to win
the
game.
And it's in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Oof. That game scares me. I hope Pittsburgh wins, but I hope it's not by 6. I want you to win.
Okay.
My final game, I'm going with the Packers versus Atlanta. This is the opening of Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. And the Packers are getting 3 points, and I'm all over it. I was shocked to see the Packers getting points in this game. Packers just took down the team that everyone is calling the Super Bowl representative from the NFC. And it wasn't even much of a question about the outcome. Green Bay still has the best quarterback in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Yes. He didn't get hurt for the season or anything like that, did he?
Not that I know of yet.
Then how are they getting 3 points?
It's a miracle.
Atlanta did have to rely on holding off a horrible Chicago team on 4 straight plays from the 3-yard line to scratch out a win this weekend, right?
Yes.
How are they getting points?
I don't know.
I'm taking the Packers into 3 points. That's like a Christmas gift wrapped up in gravy and a cherry and some whipped cream.
I feel like you're missing a game, though.
I have six.
That was six?
Yep.
All right. Well, then I guess I got way more than you. I don't know how anybody can not go on the over of the New England New Orleans game.
Oh, I didn't even look at over unders.
It's 56 points, and they're going to blow that out of the water.
Yes.
And then let's see what other. I took Green Bay to cover, just like you said.
Okay.
And then now my other favorite team that no one else likes.
Here we go.
Oh, where did it go? Oh, those Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yes. The team you said is going to be surprising this year.
They may not win the games, but I don't see a blowout in any games. I'm giving the Browns eight points in Baltimore is a lot of points to get.
Yeah, because Baltimore is not very impressive.
They're not an offensive juggernaut like the Atlanta Falcons or the New England Patriots.
Right.
Or maybe the Packers. But I there's no way Baltimore wins that game by nine.
By 9 points or more?
Yeah.
I actually kind of agree with you on that. I didn't make that a pick, though. And I was going to do money lines, but by the time I made my picks, it's like, oh, shoot, I forgot about that. So I was going to do it for my college games, but they weren't offered.
Right. Are we going to move on to college then?
Yes. I don't have any analysis. I'm just going to give you my games quick.
Ooh.
Playing tonight, I'm going to take South Florida giving up to 17 points against Illinois.
Okay.
All right. I've taken the Texas A&M Aggies giving up 24 against Louisiana Lafayette.
I looked at that game. I just couldn't pull the trigger on it.
A lot of points. I'm taking UCLA -3.5 versus Memphis. I'm taking TCU, giving up 19 points against SMU. I'm taking all the favorites here.
Shaq.
I'm taking South Carolina -7 against Kentucky. And I'm taking Texas Tech -7.5 against Arizona State. And I parlayed both of those, the college games and the pro games.
In one?
Well, no.
Oh.
Two separate. No.
Okay. I was gonna say,
I'm not that confident.
All right. Well, quickly for mine, I'm taking Michigan. They're playing Air Force. I know Air Force has got.
They got a weird little offense.
Yeah. But I'm a Jim Harbaugh fan.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, they're talking about he might go to Indianapolis next year.
Wouldn't shock me.
He's already worn out his welcome in Michigan.
Probably. But I'm taking Michigan. I'm jumping on that bandwagon. I'm also taking Wisconsin over BYU.
Oh,
13.5.
I'm worried about that game.
Gotta have
some stones.
My daughter's there to root him on.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm taking Missouri over Purdue. Missouri giving up 7 at home.
Purdue's not good.
And I don't think this is much of a shocker. I'm taking Ohio State over Army. I don't know how. I think this could be.
Didn't Ohio State lose last week?
Yeah, they're not going to lose 2 games.
And they're not going to lose to Army?
And they're definitely not going to lose to Army. I think they're going to
destroy them?
Yeah.
Kind of like every time when they play Ohio?
Okay, and then I got 2 more.
All right.
I'm taking Alabama over Colorado State, covering the 29.
Wow, I didn't even see that game. I missed that one.
And I am taking LSU, giving 7 at Mississippi State.
That's probably a good pick, too.
Okay, thanks.
Are you going to parlay those?
Oh, wait, I have one more. I just saw this because I love this team. Kansas State over Vanderbilt. Kansas State's giving up 4 at Vandy.
They wear purple.
That's their only downfall of their team.
Kansas State over Vandy. Those are our picks. Do with them what you wish. Remember, don't bet any more than you can afford to lose. And it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing.
Trust me.
Don't take any food off your table, people. We can afford to because we're big-time radio people. So that's it for this week on In the Bets. You ready for a drink?
Oh, definitely.
Time to get into the club, everyone, for the Fantasy Girl of the Week. So you're drinking a lot because you have
I'm a little lightheaded.
8 games to wish for?
Drinking
because you're
a lot.
Warm?
I'm hot.
Well, they don't keep this place cool. They want, you know, the girls in the club, they want them to be, you know, working it.
Shedding some clothes?
Something like that. Okay. So it's time for the Fantasy Girl of the Week. Your favorite part of the show, which is sad after all that amazing information we give you. Fantasy Girl of the Week. You can check her out this week on the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. This week, we're going something different. We're going with a model.
Shocking. would hate to
change it up too much.
That's right.
I'm trying to find you a good picture here. Her name?
She's a model. Are there any bad pictures of her?
Well, so you can try and do a good job in your measurements. All right. Our fantasy girl this week, her name is Masha Lund. She was born March 24th, 1981.
Is this another Playboy?
No. She was born in Copenhagen, Denmark. She's a famous model, actress, designer, and entrepreneur. I said that word right.
Good for you.
Masha is half Russian on her mother's side and half Danish on her father's side. She is fluent in Danish, Russian, and English. She spent much of her childhood in Lithuania. She was sponsored to come to the United States to model and act at the age of 20. She has done commercials for IKEA, E-Trade, and some other big brands in Denmark.
Speaking of big brands, sorry.
She has also landed on many billboards for Rockstar Energy Drink in 20 cities across the United States. She was named Sexiest Woman in the World by FHM Magazine. Well, I guess she was in Playboy. And has done a celebrity spread for Playboy Magazine.
Shocking.
After years of surrounding herself in the glamorous modeling world and always around designers and beautiful clothing, locations, and mansions, Masha built an interest for fashion, beauty, art, and interior design. She is working on her own pet clothing line, Prive Pet, and Blue and Malou, as she is a big dog lover. And you're going to love this.
What kind of dog?
She has a French bulldog.
That's my girl.
Guess what the dog's name is?
Not Ollie.
Blue.
Oh. Nice. I love her.
She's your favorite now.
She's
right?
My favorite. That and the two things in front of her that makes me
blue-eyed, blonde-haired Masha stands 5'6" tall.
Yes.
She weighs 115 pounds.
Ooh.
She wears a size 2 dress, and her measurements are...
That's really shocking when you say that, though, because her two front court...
Just guess the measurements.
I'm going to actually go away from the letters B and C this week.
Well, okay.
I think this is going to be a 34D.
That's exactly right.
Is it really?
Wow. I thought you were going to be thrown off a little bit on this.
Oh, no. those two things, I can tell what those are.
Waist.
Ooh, okay. Now you put pressure on me.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I'm going to go 23.
24. Only one. And her hips.
That threw me off. I felt so confident in what I was doing today.
35.
33. Wow.
34D, 24, 33. Masha Lund, your fantasy girl of the week. So it's all right now, even though she was born in 81?
She's got a French bulldog.
Name Blue.
Name Blue.
She doesn't need to put an E at the end of it. It's just BLU.
Oh, see, I screwed up.
Masha Lund,
everyone.
Do you
think she named him after...
After Blue?
From Old School.
No.
Oh.
No.
She probably never seen that movie.
Probably not.
Okay.
I bet you she barely speaks. Well, she's supposed to be fluent in English, but I always say I'm fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
I just add an O after every word. So that's it. Masha Lund, your fantasy girl of the week. Check her out on the website, mycffl.com. That's it, everybody, for this week. Week 2 of the NFL season underway. Your fantasy season underway also week 2. I should let everybody know I'm in 4 leagues, undefeated.
Oh, wait. So am I, actually.
Are you?
I'm 4-0.
Okay.
But can we... Well,
you're 1-0 in 4 leagues.
We're 1-0. There. Good, good point. I think we need to tell our listeners a little something about Dave that I'm sure most of them know.
What?
Dave, where are you going tomorrow?
Oh, yes, we had to do the show tonight because tomorrow I'm headed up north.
Where are you going?
With some friends. We're going to a casino.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to do a lot of gambling.
Going to do a lot of gambling.
Are you going to see anybody?
We're going to see your American Idol, Taylor Hicks. Taylor Hicks in concert.
Boy, if that doesn't get us some emails, I don't know what.
Taylor Hicks is going to rock out the North Star Casino in Bowler, Wisconsin tomorrow.
Are you going to be, you're going to have your phone up in the air lit up?
I'm going to take pictures. I'll probably put them on the website. How about that?
I think you need to. I think our fans need to see.
I'm going
to
take some pictures of the gray-haired R&B. Not R&B. He's,
can you take a picture?
I guess he is R&B.
Can you take a picture of Judy sitting there?
Sleeping?
Just miserable, like I would be at a Taylor Hicks.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. She's going to come. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm willing to make a rainbow bet that she comes back and says it was actually a very good show.
Well, I can't take that bet. She sleeps with you every day, so.
Luckiest woman in the world.
That's right.
That's it, everybody. Join us again next week for more fun, frivolity, and unbeatable fantasy football news.
Did you say anything about, did we give her
email? That's right. Yeah, send us an email.
Yeah.
You want to be in Beat the Host?
Especially about Dave going to Taylor Hicks concert.
You want to be on Beat the Host? Send us an email. You got questions, comments, concerns? Like, how can you like Taylor Hicks? He's an American Idol champion. He's great. He plays a mean
guys,
harmonica.
Guys, I can't. I mean, Dave sets this up for me just to whack him away.
You have suggestions for the Fantasy Girl of the Week? Email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com. Or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
Until next week, good luck in your league and be good.
Bye-bye.